This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I have tried in the last 36 hours, I've tried to give away the gun stock twice. People who have entered, I'm still Plan B still has 12 hours to get back to me. The At-One stock, the beautiful At-One stock. I want to give it to somebody. And for those of you that want to check out what all of the selections you need to go to, BoydsGunStocks.com. Now then, let's add somebody. Let's add a new fellow to the Fraudsters Hall of Fame, or what we call this, the Hall of Shame. The left likes to claim that America is far ahead of the rest of the world in rampage mass killings, citing a paper by one Adam Lankford saying America has 31% of total mass shooters worldwide. One small problem. Now, as an example, whenever John Lott does a new study or does an update to his old study or whatever he does, he makes the mythology, the methodology that he put together and all the data he put into the method and all of the equations and all the conclusions and all that other stuff, before you can see the study, he's telling you how he did the study. Now, Mr. Lankford hasn't made all of his data available to be checked by other researchers. It isn't likely his study is legitimate. Now, others have gone over the paper and find that far from leading the world in mass shootings, America is number 56 at our worst ranking. Number 56. This has all the earmarks of another Michael Belisile's case. Belisile's in 2000 published a book purporting to show that colonial America had far fewer guns than usually believed. The book won the prestigious Bancroft Prize. I don't know how that could be. Have any of you ever heard of it? How is it prestigious if we've never heard of it? But he won it. He was fed it on TV and talk shows on the gun control party circuit. Then some people looked into his claims, and many of his claims were doubtful. He didn't make his data available for others to check, and the evidence was so overwhelming against Belisile's that for the first time ever, the prestigious Bancroft Prize was withdrawn. The conclusion was inescapable. To any honest person, Michael Belisile's was a fraud. Lankford's work also smacks of Michael E. Mann, a leading voice of the climate change crowd who invented a data spread that had the form of a hockey stick and omitted or significantly changed a number of pertinent values. And the hockey stick became a standard reference among the high priests of climate change. Unfortunately, Mr. Mann refuses to share his data so that other researchers can verify it, as is standard in academe and vital to ensure good science. More than anything else, this dodge gave away the game. To any honest person, Michael Mann, not the TV producer, not the movie producer now, is a fraud. Belisiles and Mann are only two of the many academics who've sold their souls to the left in abandoning the exacting standards that historically characterize academic research in pursuit of a reputation the easy way. And Adam Lankford has entered his name on these lists. But we shouldn't make a mistake here. Mr. Lankford is also a fraud. Now, another thing they like to throw at us is there's this dreary drumbeat coming from the left against hate. And it does what every mantra of leftism always does. It replaces cognition with repetition and seriousness with hysteria. So the silly pseudo-campaign of leftism against hate is not a real campaign against hate, but more the mindless hatred of everything that does accept every line of the left's long and rigid catechism. Do they ever defend America from those who hate it? Does the left ever condemn the 50-year feminist jihad against men and boys, which has savaged and destroyed so many tens of millions of lives? Do they champion the vital virtues of, you know, and values of Christianity for those who mock and sneer it? Does the left censure the growing global pox of anti-Semitism? No, they try to draw a caricature of anyone and anything that opposes it politically and philosophically as hate. Nothing they say or do can ever be hate, even when it manifestly is hate. So when Obama, in the salons of the wealthy, refers to those who he wishes to govern as people bitterly clinging to their guns and religion, or when Hillary calls the hardworking people flyover country deplorable, that is never seen as hate. The leftists view hate as leftists view everything. It must be something collective or social. So certain people, certainly simply by belonging to a particular race or sex or faith or class, are either official victims or official victimizers. And anyone who challenges that gross lumping together of individuals, well, they've been motivated by, you guessed it, hate. And all collective and social judgments of individuals, that's wrong. The talisman that seems at times to mesmerize even otherwise sensible people, social justice, is among the greatest evils of all. Nazis and Stalinists and fascists and every other totalitarian monster of the left genuflected reverently at the altar of social justice. All justice is individual justice, or it is simply injustice. All responsibility is personal, or it is instead irresponsibility. Conservatives and other normal people grasp this fact and behave accordingly. We're not conscript masses in some vast rhetorical war. We're just people with minds of our own and hearts and consciousness. One of the reasons the left is so drawn to non-competitive organizations that are either an arm of the state or a variety of monopoly institutions like academia is that these allow individuals to be clumped together and treated as those who hate and those who are victims of this imagined hate, or to be otherwise treated as things instead of individuals. This also allows anyone who varies from the lunatic leftist narrative of hate to be hounded and harassed, which is why professors, for example, never dare to suggest that hate is largely subjective and that identifying classes or races or sexes who are supposed to hate is both wicked and sort of stupid. There are few prison walls as closely guarded or as brutally enforced as those enclosing expression and opinion in universities today, because they deem it impossible to be unfair or bullying towards its official class of haters. Environments controlled by the left, like college campuses, are abusive and threatening and even violent toward those that might philosophically oppose them. So, you know, it's all in the name of hate. They hate hate. And in the meantime, those of us that they accuse of being hateful, they hate us too. Yeah. Hate, hate. That would get confusing for me, just go around drumming that up. We'll be right back with more of this leftist insanity. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever.
A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The best bang for the buck if you're putting a new stock on your weapon. Bar none. Going to give you a quote from a gentleman named Bernard Cornwell. Every day is ordinary until it isn't. What does that mean exactly? Well, I know that here, just based upon CDC data, we know that up to 6,000 people defending themselves with guns today. Far from ordinary. We know that there's 386.3 violent crimes per 100,000 in the United States per year. We know that if it were not for those up to 6,000 people that stop a, you know, up to 6,000 per day that stop a crime with a gun, we know there would be 3 million additional crimes here in the United States. So, you know, the idea that every day is ordinary. A lot of people start the day out. A lot of gun carry permit people start that day out with, it's going to be a regular day. On 3 June 2017, a group of van-driving, knife-wielding Islamic jihadi fanatics carried out the notorious London Bridge Westminster attacks in the UK. Now, the inquest findings have been published. These should be required reading for anybody who carries a gun or can carry a gun because of the permit of the state and chooses not to. Like the woman on the London Bridge who kissed her fiancé and told him she loved him as they strolled across the bridge moments before she was struck down by terrorists deliberately driving the van at pedestrians. The terrorists went on the rampage in the heart of London on a night of high and terrible drama, running down people on London Bridge in a van rented that day, then sprinting out of the vehicle wearing fake suicide bomb vests and stabbing people at random with pink ceramic knives bought for £4 each at Lidl, the grocery store. A Frenchman, Xavier Thomas, 45, was run over on the 18th second of a phone call to his son and was thrown into the River Thames. An off-duty nurse was stabbed as she tended to the wounded, and a Spanish man was attacked while trying to save a woman by smacking the terrorist with a skateboard. The inquest is the first and probably only opportunity the victims' families will have to ask key questions of the authorities. Among those questions are how the ringleader, Karim Butt, 27, was able to attack while under investigation by MI5. Another key issue is whether London Bridge should have additional protective measures in place 3 months after the atrocity at Westminster Bridge, where a terrorist assault also began with pedestrians being mown down. The national security and policy issues will be examined during the 2 months of the inquest. Christine Archibald, a Canadian, was on her first trip to London with her fiancé, Tyler Ferguson. He told the inquest, "We decided to walk over London Bridge. At one point, Chrissy stopped me out of nowhere, grabbed me close, and gave me a passionate kiss after telling me she loved me. I remember it being a warm summer's evening, and the sun had just gone down, and then the attack took place, and Chrissy was killed." In every instance, if the victims had made slightly different decisions, they would not have been in the path of the terrorists, but others would have been. And at least two of those killed went towards the danger to help, unarmed. Ignacio Morales de Imperial, 39, encountered a woman called Marie being stabbed while on the ground, whom two unarmed police officers also tried to save. She lived, but Ignacio died. He joined two police constables in trying to prevent the attack by the three attackers on Marie. He was the one hitting them with a skateboard. And, of course, for doing what he did, he was fatally stabbed. So, you'll hear some of these people say, hey, there's no need to carry a concealed handgun in 2019, is there? Carrying a hidden handgun continuously is awkward, inconvenient. The berserk wild-eyed maniacs who did what I was just talking about, they ran amok for 10 long minutes, first driving into and then over hapless pedestrians, then moving forward on foot, stabbing dozens of unarmed Britons, unarmed foreign terrorists, and unarmed British police. And then a few armed police finally showed up and took care of business. But not before 8 innocent people were murdered and 48 were severely injured, many now with permanent disabilities and disfigurement. During the infamous armed police response time, the perpetrators took full advantage and executed their beastly plan, all with no fear of confronting armed citizens or armed police. Here in the United States, they might not quite have had it so easy. At least some of us here routinely go armed, and we know how to take care of business. I audaciously reject the role of being a helpless, hapless victim. And that's the very role the neo-Marxists, who call themselves Democrats, will impose upon us if they get half a chance. But operators and patriots know better. We politely but audaciously refuse to be that way. I'll give you another saying before we go to break, but willingness is a state of mind. Readiness is a statement of fact. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com, catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham introduces legislation to address the crisis at the southern border. That legislation includes
hire 500 new immigration judges to deal with a 900,000 person asylum backlog, to clear the backlog.
Get out. That's a message to some Americans working for the U.S. government in Iraq. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran.
Alabama's Republican governor at KIV has signed an abortion ban into law. The measure makes Alabama one of the most pro-life states in the country, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is the Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Undoubtedly, she read Adam Langford's paper and believes it to be fact or something. I don't know. New Zealand's Prime Minister said she cannot understand our failure to ban automatic and semi-automatic guns, despite dozens, I tell you, of mass shootings. I guess nobody told her or whoever wrote this that we already do that. The stuff you got to do to buy an automatic weapon, they may as well not exist. Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, said, told CNN's Christiane Amanpour, the First Amendment slammer, in unusually blunt language, Australia experienced a massacre and changed its laws. New Zealand has had its experience and changed its laws. To be honest with you, I don't understand the United States. Well, who cares, lady? Who cares? She's in Paris, where she is lobbying countries and global tech companies to sign the Christchurch Call, a voluntary pledge that aims to eradicate terrorist and violent content online in the wake of the worst mass shooting in New Zealand's modern history. Now, see, one of the problems I have with some of the stuff that right now Stephen and Roger are talking about is They're talking about stuff that is truly seditious, for lack of a better word. However, if something like that were to pass here, then this Christchurch call would lead here, because that was in place, it would lead to a lot of censorship, a lot of codified censorship. Now, the U.S. is not sending anyone to the meeting of digital ministers from the Group of Seven Nations to discuss the plan and is not intending to sign the pledge. Thank God. The day before the summit, Facebook said it was tightening rules on its use of its live streaming feature, which was used to broadcast the Christchurch attack. It said people who have faced disciplinary action for breaking Facebook's most serious rules would be temporarily suspended from using the live function. Like they always do, they did not specify which offenses were eligible or how long suspensions would last, but a spokesperson claimed it would not have been possible for the attack to have been live streamed with these things in place, even though they didn't know that this person was going to live stream it. Somehow or other, magically, with these new things in place, this would not have happened. Talking to Amanpour, Ardern said before the Christchurch mosque shootings on 15 March, in which 51 people died, New Zealand had pretty permissive gun legislation. But despite them being a hunting and food-producing nation, there was not justification enough for access to the high-powered military-style rifle, she said. And the Labour coalition government passed legislation banning access within weeks of the massacre. She said, we will continue to be a food-producing nation that deals with animal welfare issues and so on, and has a practical purpose and use for guns. But you can draw a line and say that that does not mean you need access to military-style semi-automatic weapons and assault rifles. You do not. And New Zealanders, by and large, absolutely agreed with that position. Six days after the mosque attacks, the New Zealander said the government announced it would ban all military-style semi-automatics and assault rifles in New Zealand. Related parts used to convert these weapons into MSSAs were also banned, along with all high-capacity magazines. Their words, not mine. In the days and weeks after the Christchurch shootings, hundreds of New Zealanders voluntarily surrendered their weapons to police before an official government buyback scheme was launched that is expected to cost New Zealand $100 to $200 million, which is $65 to $130 million in the United States. I'll just leave that with you there. Kamala Harris. She has vowed to use executive action to expand background checks if elected president over Donald Trump, but she went even further, promising to use executive action to ban AR-15s and ban the import of certain semi-automatic guns, which she cannot do. She said she plans to take executive action if Congress does not pass gun control and enact an assault weapons ban within her first 100 days in office. But she cannot arbitrarily just make, unilaterally make law. She cannot get out there and say, it shall be so as I deem it be. She cannot. She said in New Hampshire, when we look at the issue of assault weapons, let's be very clear. Assault weapons are designed to kill a lot of people in a very short period of time. We cannot any longer afford to allow people to make this a partisan issue. Those guns, those assault weapons do not discriminate and determine. Okay, is the person pointing it at a Democrat or a Republican? This can no longer be a partisan issue. Well, yeah, it can. Real assault rifles are very discriminatory because of the people actually using them, because they're actually using them in a combat situation. So they're using them against a opponent that they are directed to use them against. The semi-automatic version, which looks an awful lot like it, but isn't, because it hasn't got that full selector switch. How many of them are used in a crime? Don't come out here. Well, it was used here and here. Okay. How many of them are used in a crime? See, the one thing she's not admitting here is that she also says she would use executive action to stop the import of rifles such as the AK and AR variants. And that would continue until the ATF decided whether it should be made permanent. She said that the guy in Florida used a gun made by Sig Sauer. She said the Las Vegas attacker used foreign-made rifles, too. She thinks these attacks justify putting multiple companies that import these rifles out of business. she blames the 20 million semi-automatic rifles in circulation. She blames them on all of these rampage killings. So, we'll see. We'll see what she comes up with. She's not going to be president. She's not going to win the nomination. This is her pandering. And if she did, if all of those things came up, and she did, she cannot just say, I banned these. Executive action can only happen to reinforce existing law. So unless there's a ban in place, she can't make one. So what is she doing here? She's lying through her teeth. She's, she's trying, I guess she's sort of trying to reset her her candidacy, whatever she's doing. Whatever it is, that's great. You're not going anywhere, lady. You're not going anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A long time ago, there was a Saturday mornings used to be cartoon day, people. For those of us that were children of the 60s and the 70s. And one of the cartoons that used to come on, although I was grown up by the time this finally made it around, was He-Man, the master of the universe. Now, of course, there's a different group of people that think that they are masters of the universe. And their role in the presidential attempt at a coup d'etat is overlooked. But they are in control of the internet, the main communication line in our modern society. And as long as they are, that coup is alive. And with this control handed to them by the Obama administration, they have huge financial resources, troves of private information on us, politicians and officials, and most revenues coming from abroad. Their power should not be overestimated, cannot be overestimated. Even a glimpse reveals an enormous contribution by the masters of the universe in launching and sustaining the coup. This includes, but is not limited to, the development of the conspiracy theories purporting to justify the coup, like collusion. The impact is so pervasive that its many components need to be separated into multiple categories. But for our purposes today, we're only going to consider Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, and Yahoo. I don't know how Yahoo made it into it. Now, the masters of the universe denied the U.S. government, including law enforcement and counterintelligence, access to their expertise in network and information security. This all happened right after Trump's inauguration. According to the media, they were triggered by the travel ban. Such extreme animus toward the elected administration, combined with extensive knowledge about its members' employees, climate of fear in the cybersecurity community was almost palpable. Then Google and Microsoft put their weight as technological powerhouses behind the DNC contractor CrowdStrike and their fraudulent methodology of cyber incidents attribution. Google gave CrowdStrike $300 million in 2018. Microsoft, Facebook, and Twitter took it upon themselves to protect democracy and election integrity in the U.S. and other countries. Then Facebook and Twitter falsely admitted that Russian government interference in the elections via their platforms, manufactured research purported to show that it was in Trump's favor, and then widely spread these false allegations. When the Democrat MSM complex hassled Mott U about receiving a few thousand dollars from IRA, a troll farm in St. Petersburg, they quickly made a deal with the Democrats. Now, what they should have done is the masters of the universe should have admitted they don't believe in U.S. sovereignty and that aiding foreign governments by carrying their propaganda in the U.S., including interference in the elections, is part of their business model. Then they should have explained that Russia didn't interfere in the elections through their platforms using numbers and a representative sampling of the IRA posts. Instead, they made a weak effort in that direction, and then they rushed to concur with the allegations of Russian interference. And they manufactured research that the alleged interference favored Trump and amplified those claims in media. And then they used this fabrication to ban or restrict conservatives on their platforms. So they lied, and then they took action with their lies. Now, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube created an atmosphere of false trust on their platforms. They allowed anybody anywhere in the world to create accounts, appearing as adult responsible American citizens. Now, the masters of the universe routinely convey political propaganda, both paid and organic, from foreign governments and political parties to the U.S. audiences without registering as foreign agents. Even worse, starting in mid-2016, they made content censorship and promotion obligations to the EU. They are now effectively controlled by the EU through tax, copyright, content, privacy, and other policies. And consequently, they made many of their bans and content ranking decisions in the U.S. under the direction of the European Commission and certain EU member governments. Twitter also encourages bots and acknowledges that it cannot distinguish between bots and humans on their platform. Google and Yahoo sent false alerts of foreign government-backed hacking to their webmail users. And, among the recipients of this were former U.S. diplomat Michael McFaul, Russia-born columnist and self-proclaimed expert Julie Ioffe, Paul Krugman, Jonathan Chait. These alerts, universally perceived as an authoritative technical assessment and understood as referring to the Russian government, caused a whole lot of panic, and it made it difficult to publicly dissent from the DNC Brennan Clapper line of the narrative. And Alexandra Chalupa, the DNC contractor engaged in soliciting and receiving election interference by the Ukrainian government against Trump, received an alert from Yahoo that her personal account was the target of state-sponsored actors. That happened a few months before Yahoo, which is now owned by Verizon, which is my phone company, announced an earlier data loss affecting half a billion of its user accounts. Hacking happens all the time. Around September 2016, the number of phishing emails exceeded the number of legitimate ones. Spear phishing, which is individually targeted phishing, constantly occurs too. And Google cannot distinguish state-sponsored attempts from non-state-sponsored ones. And most likely, they didn't specifically intend to cause panic. Their employees, incited by their hyper-partisan management, accepted the DNC theory of Russia hacking and blah, blah, blah. Google and Facebook artificially prop up fake news media and Wikipedia promoting the collusion and Russian interference conspiracy theory. That's a nice one. They suppress pro-Trump media in general, the masters of the universe. In addition to that, they suppressed specific researchers and specific materials that debunked the Russian conspiracy theory. I believe in a free internet. However, what we have here now, because they've become so ubiquitous and so much interwoven in the fabric of the country and everything that goes on in communication, commerce, and everything else, they become a utility. And they should be regulated as a utility. They can have a news organization if they want to, as far as I'm concerned, and they can get out there and they can have all the opinion they want as long as they get out there and say, we are editorial. However, they do have to declare what their views are. And then, you know, out of that, we'll see some other stuff come up and, you know, some other outlets pop up perhaps. But the masters of the universe are really, they're really a despicable bunch. I mean, they're running roughshod right now on California. California, one of the great states. Everybody loves the weather. Everybody loves the climate. Everybody loves the sights and mountains and, you know, yeah. They're running it into the ground. Shall do no harm. I think that was Google's motto. We shall do no harm, or do no harm, or whatever it was. And instead, they're trying to shape opinion. Which I don't mind them influencing opinion. That's one thing. Shaping opinion by suppression is another thing altogether. That's another thing altogether. And for that and that alone, they should be regulated. And if it regulates them out of business, oh well. I don't, you know, cold, aren't I? We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. We're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten from Australia once again. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.